This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm about to bring in Matt Bracken on the other side of this short segment, and I didn't even get to half the news I needed to get to today. You've got the anti-Soros prime minister. He gets reelected to his third term, Viktor Orban, and he could be targeting Soros real soon. It'd be nice if we could get some of that in America. But no, we just get a foreign invasion of Syria. It's something like this that because of the political nonsense that we have to cover every day, we don't actually get to have a real discussion. The headline, warning, sex robots could change humanity forever thanks to too easy sex. So it's like this should be a huge story. This should be like, all right, let's literally talk about our humanity. Let's talk about our survival. Were we programmed to have sex for pleasure, or were we programmed to have sex to procreate? And so, depending on where you fall in line with that, you have to say, okay, well, if we were designed to have sex to procreate, this could essentially kill us, because now we're just having sex for pleasure with inanimate objects. But we don't get to have that discussion because we're too busy dealing with fake news, false flags, and political mumbo jumbo every day. So that's fine. Sex robots could literally F us out of existence. How do you like that? And another UFO story. Buzz Aldrin passes lie detector test claiming he saw a UFO. I mean, if you believe it, I'm just reporting on it. But here's the thing. There's been so much news about UFOs and aliens and contact and all of this stuff. They're either about to reveal some real stuff or they're about to have some new false flag like Project Bluebeam to push some new agenda or to lie about something else. Something's coming with UFOs and aliens, folks. Again, I'm not saying... I mean, what I believe is irrelevant. I'm saying something is coming down. They're greasing the skids for some big UFO alien reveal. Whether it's real or not, we'll have the debate when it comes. But I'm telling you, button down the hatches, because they are greasing the skids for some big alien reveal here soon. So there's a couple of the things here I didn't even get to. I mean, just China installed military jamming equipment on Spratly Islands. Another example. Syrian regime, big problem, gassing its own people, even though it doesn't make any sense at all. We don't really have evidence. We just have hearsay. And, we want war there, though. Syria's the problem. China is militarizing the South China Seas, where there's an actual real debate over who should control that area, and they just come in, build islands, militarize the whole deal. No intervention there. Of course you don't want to intervene there. You can't bully China out of existence. But Syria, that's real easy. We'll bully Assad out of power. Chinese facial recognition company becomes world's most valuable AI startup. This is just if you're a person that likes making money in the stock market, the surest bet right now for short-term, long-term, is AI. For the next 10 years, AI is going to take off like a rocket. And then after that, I would be maybe a little concerned that there could be some backlash and people might want to throttle back the AI. But for the next decade, AI is about the surest bet, I would say, you could have on the stock market, which they're saying is now cooling after the Trump bump. Well, it's actually the Trump mountain. And the last I checked, they were up today. The stocks were up today. The stock market's a roller coaster. And if you study its trends, you can kind of figure out what drives it. But Matt Bracken joins me on the other side. We're going to talk Syria and the potential regime change. And we'll take a couple of these callers that have been holding for a while as well. Yeah, the stocks are still up today. All right, we'll be right back with Matt Bracken on the other side.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
See, the reason why the news cycle, or just in general, stories and developments are so paramount right now is because you have all of these different factors and all of these different developments that are reaching a nexus point. Like, the political divide in America between the left and the right, that's reaching a nexus point. They're calling for civil war. You know, fake news versus real news, that's reaching a nexus point. So they're trying to censor the First Amendment and free speech. Gun control versus the narrative and the agenda of the Democrats to brainwash people against the Second Amendment and then use shootings to push that agenda. That's reaching a nexus point. False flags, regime change overseas. Americans are sick of it. They're aware of it now. But here we go again, and it looks like another one's building. That's reaching a nexus point. And where we go from each of those nexus points determines our future. And that's why the times we're living in right now are so important and truly incredible, honestly. And man, if you are entertained by the Kardashians or the Jersey Shore or mindless entertainment like that, I mean, you're honestly like five pegs down from where you need to be right now mentally. You're like five pegs down where you need to be right now intellectually for this war, for the information war, for the spiritual war. If you're still obsessed with mindless entertainment, you are five pegs below where you need to be for these nexus points that we're crossing right now. Now, Matt Bracken has been well aware of this, especially with the domestic issues. He covers that at enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, his website. Matt, hearing everything that's going on now in Syria and the way they're spinning it and the way Trump is approaching this, it has to scare you into being like, wait a second, is this the deep state running the Trump administration now? The whole thing we said wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's been kind of a conundrum trying to correlate what's happening with Syria and the generals that don't want us to get out with what's happening with the Justice Department and the slow walking of the documents. Everybody's saying, but he appointed Rosenstein. You know, he appointed these people. It shows how powerful the influence of the deep state is. Even guys that Trump, that the deep state recommends the Trump to hire, like Rosenstein, he's just another tool. So Trump coming in as a non-politician, he had no clue. And something about the generals that's very important is that, you know, there's still a revolving door between, you know, the flag officers who are chosen by the Senate, you know, so it's very political. The senior generals, they do a revolving door straight into the corporate world, Daddy Warbucks world, and they get their pay for what they do as a general after they retire. So there's a lot of bribery that happens on a delayed timeline where it's hard to prove because Okay, he's going to retire next year, and he's just going to happen to sit on a board where he never has to show up, but he'll be paid $5 million a year by, you know, Rockwell or McDonnell Douglas or, you know, whoever. So, yeah, there's a very the deep state doesn't even begin to scratch it when it comes to things like, you know, macro issues like the war in Syria. And it's as it's been noted all day, every time Assad is close to consolidating his control again, there's a timely poison gas attack directly against Assad's interest. I mean, he doesn't need to do this. It hurts him. And there's an old Latin, one of the main Latin phrases that everybody learns is cui bono, who benefits. But, you know, at the first level thinking sheep level of cognizance, it's just the media said that Assad gassed his own people. Let's go to war. And I'm hearing that on talk radio by people that should know better. And, you know, we're seeing the White House coming in as if they're experts.
Yeah, perfect. I'm so glad you said that. So, yeah, that's what amazed me, too. It's like people that were behind Trump that are conservatives, you hear them just totally going along with this attack in Syria. And you're like, no, this is not why we supported Trump. How can you say you supported the Trump, you know, the Trump idea and then support another foreign war in Syria? And then you mention the White Hats. Oh, they just happen to have all this HD footage every time this attack happens, and they're saving the people, and the White Hats are there on the scene every time. I mean, you know, people don't even ask the basic questions anymore, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I need to, you know, my first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, is a false flag novel, you know, shooting into a stadium to trash the Second Amendment. But there was another famous false flag in recent history. This was in the 90s in Sarajevo, when the Serb Republic was doing relatively well, and Clinton didn't want to get involved in Bosnia, and NATO didn't want to get involved, and a 120-millimeter mortar shell, that's big, that's like 5 inches. These things are monsters. They weigh like, you know, 30 pounds, most of which is the explosive charge. And it just happened to detonate right in the middle of a market, on a market day, and killed 68 Bosnians and wounded around 200 with the perfect timing. You know, nobody saw it coming. Generally, mortars, you have to walk the fire in. I mean, their registration is good, but not that good. It was very, you know, immediately in the weeks after that, we did major attacks against the Serb Republic in support of the Bosnians. And later analysis showed from the crater that...
And wasn't that on the heels of some Clinton botch-up, some Clinton activity that they were trying to distract from, too?
I can't remember the timeline, but it seems like in history, the same plans, the same patterns repeat over and over again, which is why the New World Order likes dumb citizens. That's why they like mass importing millions of low IQ future welfare voters. They don't care if our country becomes Venezuela as long as the left will be in charge. Because, you know, there are two ways to get fabulously wealthy in this world. You can either be a capitalist and invent something, make a product or a service, make millions of dollars. Or if you're not that creative, not that smart, but you're ruthless and evil, you can become a left-wing socialist, you know, dictator or one of his lackeys. Then you'll rule over a crumbling empire like Cuba or Venezuela, but it won't matter because your villa will have a giant wall.
Matt Bracken is about to take over here, and I'm going to leave you, and I just want to make one statement here before I let you go, because it's exactly what you're talking about with people not knowing their history, so they're doomed to repeat it. And I said this earlier, and I didn't really get to pontificate on it. If they can erase history, they can erase the future. Okay, that sounds crazy. What are you talking about, Schroyer? You see, if they can erase history and simply determine the historical narrative, regardless of facts, regardless on what actually happened, they can just tell you the story of history, and then that becomes history, 1984 style, even though it's not real, then they can control the future. You see, anything they do in the future won't matter because they're going to lie about it, and then whatever the history is the lie, not what actually happened. So if they can erase history, not only do they have the brainwashed people that know history and then are doomed to repeat it, Then they know they've set the precedent. Well, we now control the future narrative because whatever we do, we're going to lie about it and put a bunch of propaganda out there with our controlled media, and they'll never know. So it's like history never actually existed, just the propaganda. So, Matt Bracken, I'm going to sign off. You got 60 seconds left this segment. I know that you got a lot to cover. Just tell the guests, the audience what to expect here.
Yeah, be kind to me. I'm new at this, and I'll probably, you know, my backdrop is probably going to fall over the camera or something at some point. But I'll do my best, and if it's possible, we'll take some calls. If not, I'll talk about the topics of the day. But I'm really grateful for the chance to do this. It's an amazing time to be alive, and I'm very happy that InfoWars has given me this microphone.
So there's Matt Bracken, and again, you know, he's been coming on the Alex Jones Show for years, and his books are always very clairvoyant. When his topics are always future discussions that end up coming true, and we got a couple callers too if you want to take them. So Matt Bracken from Enemies Foreign and Domestic takes over the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer signs off. Remember, Alex Jones at the D.C. Press Club tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, answering questions on the attacks on the First Amendment and against InfoWars.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, hello. This is my first shot at guest hosting. Please be easy on me. Be gentle. The phone number to call in is 877-789-2539. Everybody should know that if they're real listeners. And I've got a few things to talk about if things get slow, but I've got a flashing light down here, Paul from Florida, which is also where I'm located. And we can go to Paul anytime we want to and continue the discussion.
Your work. Are you
at work? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I love your work.
Thank you.
38 years in broadcasting, both radio and TV. So, and I learned how to do what you're picking up now. And,
yeah.
I got out before I got killed. So far, you know, I'm going to get a little, Christian on you. All battles are spiritual. They're a reflection of some mighty battles going on in the heavenlies down here. That's what I believe. So I also believe the will of God isn't up to a committee. I think so far Trump shows every sign of having been anointed, of having been chosen. It's kind of like Daniel in the lion's den. You know, he walks through incredible things and nothing touches him. Now, I know he's had attempts on his life and his wife and family and all. But he's been laying with some snakes, and he's going to get bit. But here's the deal about Syria. And Mueller. I think Trump has been played. I think he has a monumental ego, and on Mueller, he wants to go and sit in front of his worst enemy. And on Syria, if we get into a war, he's on the side of McCain and Graham and Bolton and everybody else. And I run from those guys. I don't want to be on their side. So you got to take a quick look at, you know, what side, who's cheering this on. As far as the real tip off is, we've been backing ISIS in Syria, and I couldn't get that right. I mean, they were butchers. I mean, they're awful. And
it was the Free Syrian Army. Come on, it was the Free Syrian Army.
So we were backing them, and I couldn't figure it out. And all of a sudden, you know, we're leaving, and now all of a sudden we get this big problem. You know, we got to stay. Well, that's kind of transparent to me, and we have no proof. And so you guys are right. I heard three call hosts hang up on people because of this take on things, that there's a false flag going on. If American action kills one Russian, okay, if we go in there and one Russian dies, if I was Putin, I'd have a big problem. I think
we already did. A couple weeks ago, we killed, it's been, the number given is approximately 200 Russians who were some oligarch who's a stand-in for Putin, sort of an Eric Prince Blackwater situation, where they were crossing a river to make an attack, and we took them out with air power, supposedly. That's the story. No, so we've already killed a couple hundred Russians, and anytime you've got, you know, a Russian Blackwater type of an outfit, you can bet that there are some active duty guys either FSB or you know, Spetsnaz, who are sheep-dipped as civilians to accompany them and advise them. So, you know, we're edging closer and closer to an all-out war with Russia. We've been arming the Ukrainians and so forth. You know, we are, the Middle East is such an area of strange bedfellows. We've got the Saudis and the Israelis allied to keep us in Syria. And we've got Russia and Iran and Assad. They all have their own goals, but, you know, the big threat is that they're going to build a highway straight from, you know, from the Mediterranean to Iran. You know, a land bridge for Iranian power projection, supposedly. And these generals that have their own agendas, and they're coming up on retirement, and they get the little whisper that as soon as they retire, if they play the right hand while they're generals, they stand to become, you know, on the board of directors of these megabucks, Daddy Warbucks corporations, where they'll make $5 million a year to never do anything except maybe go to a stockholders meeting. So, you know, we're in the swamp doesn't even cover what's going on in Washington. And, you know, God bless Trump that he can come through this. You know, this is like a den of infected lions without getting infected himself. It's as far as the spiritual battle, I agree. But even if somebody doesn't believe in God or is not a Christian, natural law is also a way to look at this, whether you look at it through the prism of Judeo-Christian belief versus, you know, Islam and plus socialism, which seems to be the battle lines today, or just natural law. You know, we have things going on today that definitely tell me that you know, if we're not on the 1 yard line of the end times, I don't know what else explains all of this.
You know, I agree with you totally. I had a friend that served in Afghanistan. He said, "Paul, we were over there guarding the poppy fields, and that's one of our biggest problems. And it's big pharma, and then it's the drug trade. All it takes is some atrazine, and we are done with that." But our guys were in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields, and those fields are still there. So I don't, you know, I just. It's a monumental, the kind of battle Trump has been fighting, but I don't know that we've got enough. Half America is going to actually get out and help this president do anything because Congress is such a mess.
That's why InfoWars is so important. There is a war on for your mind. This is a battle of narratives. And if the mainstream media, the Zuckerbergs, the, you know, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters, if they're going to be allowed to shape the narrative, then we are on the fast track to hell, period. So that's why it's so important for people to support shows like this, because without it, all we're going to get is the left wing propaganda narrative. And if it wasn't for Fox News, talk radio, and the web and the internet, but the internet seems to be continually more restricted. I mean, I've been banned on Facebook 4 months out of the last 6 months, and they don't tell me why. They just say you may have used it inappropriately. You can post again in 29 days. But there's no button to click. What happened? You know, that I assume, like Diamond and Silk, that I'm a danger to the community of social justice warrior progressives, you know. So there is a battle on for the narrative, the battle for our minds, and that's why we have to support InfoWars and other programs.
Local TV stations, and I fired three times. I fired people for lying on the air and little eyebrow cast and you know, fake news and stuff. Those people all ended up on network television. Says anything.
It's like the FBI. The more corrupt you are, the faster you rise.
That's why I got out. Hey, brother, you're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Scientists at InfoWars Live have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Yeah, this is Matt Bracken in for Alex, the fourth hour, following Owen's capable guest hosting. You know, it's amazing that the intro music takes me back a little bit, and my mind just boggles at what Jimi Hendrix could have done if he had lived. He was a creative genius, that man. You know, folks, this programming doesn't just come free. And the InfoWars store is how it all happens. And if you want more than just the, you know, the mainstream media propaganda narrative, you've got to support the InfoWars stores. And today there's 50% off the best-selling Brain Force Plus. And there's just a limited time to get 50% off on this. All of the InfoWars staff uses this stuff to stay sharp. And I'm sure it can help me too. But if we don't support the InfoWars stores, this programming goes away because the forces that are arrayed against it are just massive. So whether you're going to stock up or just give it a try, go to the InfoWars stores and look for the Brain Force Plus and the Brain Force Plus and the Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack. It's a limited time offer, and this is how the programming is supported. There's no other way. It's certainly not going to be supported by YouTube, Google, Facebook, or Twitter. So if we don't do it, the programming disappears. You know, before Owen left, we were talking about some other topics a little bit besides Russia, which is going to be the main focus today. He was talking about sex robots and what that might mean. You know, we're already seeing that with things that will allow men to be gratified without actually going through all the trouble of pursuing an actual living, breathing woman. I think this has got a lot to do with why the birth rate in Europe is plunging off a cliff. You know, when scientists are trying to defeat the Mediterranean fruit fly, which can wipe out Florida's oranges, you know what they do is they irradiate male fruit flies, sterilize them, and then release them. So they short-circuit the reproductive cycle of the fruit flies, causing a die-off of all of the fruit flies. And I think that this is sort of what we're seeing now with modern technology. Eventually, it'll be the robots. But, you know, even without a robot, there's a lot of other things that people can do rather than pursuing the opposite sex and getting married. But, let's get back to the main topic, which is, are we about to go to war with Russia? Tricked into a war. I really have my doubts about this latest supposed poison gas attack. It seems like it was just chlorine, which is a common industrial chemical. We have a long history of Muslim jihadists killing their own people for the good of the cause of spreading Islam. You know, the people are just strictly sacrificial pawns in that mindset, and the ends justify the means. And if the end is not allowing Assad to win and control the territory, allowing the, you know, whatever they're going to call ISIS next, that's who he's fighting. That's unfortunately the side we've been on with the CIA and others. So, you know, I certainly hope that President Trump is not, lured into this trap, but it certainly seems like we are going down that road. And just remember Sarajevo and the magic mortar bomb that went off in the market, and it sure seems to me like they're playing from the same script. If we can go to a call now, right on top, I see Benjamin in Virginia, one of my old stomping grounds. I went to the University of Virginia and served in the Navy there. So, Benjamin, if you can hear me, let me hear you.
Hey, Matt Bracken. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your continued patriotism.
Thank you.
My subject today is... certainly you've seen the film Syriana.
Yeah.
The most famous line in that is, corruption is how we win. And foreign entanglements is how we confuse you into learned helplessness. But I think when it comes to Syria, I think there's a situation where Trump should say to the Russians, perhaps if you kick Assad out and give him to us, we'll just let you take over control of Syria and we'll get out entirely. Just bail on the whole situation.
I don't think that Assad is going anywhere. You know, his regime, cruel as it is, and it's in an area known for cruelty. You know, Mahatma Gandhi would last 2 minutes in that environment. But the Syrian government at least doesn't wipe out its religious enemies. You know, they don't cut your head off if you can't recite the Shahada prayer. There are Christians and Alawites and other sects that are all part of a you know, in the region, a comparatively secular government, and they're fighting religious fanatics. And it just shows what a strange snake pit this is. This is like trying to reach into a rattlesnake den and find the good rattlesnake and pull him out without getting bitten by the bad rattlesnake, when they're all twisted together and they all, you know, look exactly the same. It's a snake pit. We should stay the heck out of it, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we're just being lured in there with these, to me, a fairly obvious false flag attack. Who benefits? Cui bono? Who benefits? You know, it's certainly not the American people that are going to be dragged into World War III, potentially. I hope not, but the next 24 hours, we'll probably see some military action, unfortunately. Do you have another point, or I've got a lot of callers here.
I did have another point. You have predicted what's about to happen here domestically. I spoke with Owen and Rob last week, and a false flag attack is coming, and I'd like to stop it. The deep state's about to attack us, and you predicted essentially what the target is. Although there's a refinement to it, I think they're going to attack Howard University and blame it on white nationalists.
Yeah, the natural target will be a left wing group. And there will be either a patsy or somebody that the FBI knows about, but somehow they're going to drop the ball again if they don't, you know, escort the guy straight to the shooting position like they did in Garland, Texas. You know, anybody that's saying, Matt Bracken, how can you possibly say this about our wonderful, beloved FBI? You know, I grew up on Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI story. These great G-men. We crossed that Rubicon with Fast and Furious. They murdered hundreds of Mexicans on purpose. They already did that. That's in the past. And they got away with it. Congress held Holder in contempt. Nothing happened to him. What did they learn from that? They learned that they'll never be stopped. So this really is a titanic death match between Trump and the deep state. And at this point, I think the deep state has still got a lot more cards to play. The reason I write about false flags so much is to try to deter people from doing them, because they won't be believed. You know, the more implausible a false flag operation becomes, the less likely they're going to try it. Although they made a good try in Garland, Texas. Thanks a lot for your call. We have a next caller, Gary in Alabama, another beautiful state this time of year. Gary, what's on your mind?
Matt, calling about a lot of information that's not being discussed. It's on QAnon, you know. I'm calling it mainly because Jerome Forsey's he's a pretty smart guy. If he says it's real, I think it's real.
I can't vouch for QAnon's authenticity. I look at it more as a sign of the times that this frequency is resonating. I have in the past seen, you know, fake blogs, even novels that claim to have been written by somebody that came from the future, and people actually believe in it. There have been bloggers that have pretended to be, you know, Washington insiders that, you know, meet in secret locations, and some of them are fake. So I don't really go down the QAnon much. This is InfoWars. We'll be back after these messages.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio.
I'm Matt Bracken, and I'm guest hosting for the Alex Jones Show today. And take care of a little bit more business real quick. You know, if you want to support this program, there's a new program, the Patriot Points Reward System, where you're going to sign up for Patriot Points, and as you buy products, if you sign up for this, you'll be getting back a lot of the support that you give to InfoWars. You'll be getting back in reduced cost on products and all other deals that other people aren't even going to find out about. And in honor of Patriots Day coming up on the 16th, there will be double the Patriot points for that weekend, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. So it's a way to leverage your dollars and get way more product for the cost. And these are all high-quality products, obviously. They wouldn't be sold But if you want to make the stretch your dollar the furthest, then sign up for the Patriot Reward System and really stretch the dollar. We're going to go back to the main subject of the day, I think, is Russia. I'd like to mention before that, you know, the other big story is Zuckerberg and Facebook. But really, I look at them all together, Google, YouTube, same thing, Facebook and Twitter. What they're doing is de facto creating a system like the Chinese are using, which they call social credit. If you're a bad comrade who's resisting social progress, you find that you can't speak in their social media platform. I've been banned 4 months out of the last six on Facebook. So what they're going to do eventually is just trim us down, turn down our volume until we have no voice. That's why it's really important that we support InfoWars and the InfoWars store, because it's the only way to counter their narrative. Anyway, let's get back to the imminent war with Russia, potentially. I think these war generals that are looking at their payoffs with in the defense industry next year after they retire, these corrupt generals, I think they're steering the policy at this point. And, God help us, if we go to war with Russia and Syria, there'll be no end to it. But let's go to, I see Michael in New York. He has the ultimate purpose behind Syria. So, Michael, what's your theory?
Yes, hello, Matt and Owen. Great job, guys, and great callers. Everybody's spot on. The ultimate objective, sir, is a necessary war, just like the first two world wars, because a Great Depression precedes them. And if they don't get the Great War going again, then the blame of the Great Depression, especially here in the United States, when millions of Americans, especially middle class, have been ripped off and burned out by the big corporations that they built up and their parents built up, their relatives built up, like IBM, et cetera. And then they move all their middle-class, decent-paying salary jobs so they can afford to live in these overtaxed, no longer sovereign states of the United States. Then we're all going to rise up and take out the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Morgans, the Kuhn, Loeb, Schiff, Lehmans, and the other little families under them.
I can see where you're going, Michael. I can see where you're going with that. Obviously there are giant global forces at work, but there is no depression right now. That part of your theory, unless you're anticipating the debt bubble exploding in the near future, but of course that's been anticipated now for years. But when you start naming these families, I think you're just trying to say something else that you know that you'll get slammed if you say, and I'll be doing some of that slamming myself. So thanks for your call there, and let's go to Chris in Utah. He says we have a false flag president. Chris in Utah, are you there?
Yes, sir. You're doing a great job, Matt, and thank you for your
Thanks.
Service. So, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
In 2012, I made this prediction. I figured after 8 years of Obama, America would be ready for a conservative movement. And that's what the deep state gave them, except we don't realize it, but Donald Trump is an asset of the deep state. And I present a couple of items to the jury as evidence. One, he was given $4.5 billion worth of free media coverage. Now, why didn't they do that to Ron Paul? Because he was a genuine threat to the deep state. But I don't think Donald Trump is, and here's why. My prediction is within the next year to year and a half, the powers that be will affect an economic downturn. And not only will they blame it on Trump, Matt, but they will blame it on the conservative movement in general. And that's where it gets dangerous, because people have bought into Trump. I never did. I saw right through him. If you look into his history, he's been anti-Second Amendment. He's been pro-abortion. He has donated to Democratic causes. I did not trust the man, nor do I trust him today. So I think they put him there. They knew that we were on an economic bubble, which a lot of people are saying, Peter Schiff, to name one, Catherine Austin Fitz, Ron Paul, they've been predicting that this bubble will eventually burst. I think it will happen within Trump's presidency, which will not only...
Chris, it's been called the debt bubble could explode at any time. Naturally, it might result from external forces. It could begin in China. It could begin in Europe. It could begin with a cyber war. Something that people don't consider, when we talk about a war in Syria, We're not going to necessarily see Russian backfire bombers flying over the polar ice cap to take out Minneapolis. You know, we're going to see an unleashing of cyber tactics that don't necessarily lead straight back to a silo the way a missile does. And the reason that this is so dangerous is that third-party actors can so easily leave a false trail. You know, we saw with the Wikipedia thing where the CIA has been collecting Russian hacker codes so that they can put a fake signature onto actual CIA operations. You know, so we don't know now if the power goes out, we might be told it was Russia, but it could be another force. I mean, we'll never know. That's why it's so important to keep our minds open to all possibilities. But as far as them giving free media coverage to Trump, he was a story. They love a story, and they thought that Hillary would easily be able to take him out if he became nominated. But they just couldn't resist the story. They chased the red laser dot, you know, like the kittens chasing the laser. So to me, that's not a question of the deep state wanting Trump to be elected. I don't think they wanted to at all. I think that he has a good heart. I think that all in all, you know, when all is weighed, he is a patriot and he is a moral man. I know, you know, Billy Bush, this was a locker room BS chat between two guys that never thought it would be out, as opposed to, say, Jimmy Kimmel walking around with a fake erection, poking women like a pervert. You know, that was done on film to put on television as entertainment. You know, what Trump was alleged to have done was all in private, having an affair or one-nighter with, Stormy Daniels, things like that. I mean, come on. He was a Democrat at the time, for one thing. But when you weigh a man's whole life, you know, Martin Luther King, he was a cheater. Does that mean we wipe him out? Do we tear down his statue because he wasn't perfect? The way they're tearing down statues like of McKinley, for example, today. So, yeah, we're in the middle of such a – we're like on an ice a frozen lake. The cracks are coming from so many directions, it's going to be hard to guess which crack opens up the hole, because there are so many threat vectors right now. Today we're focused on Syria, and that could be it. But if we go to war in Syria – you know, don't be surprised if it's not, you know, bombers and missiles, but a cyber attack in our power grid. So people need to seriously think about, you know, first, second, third level thinking. And please, folks, why would Assad do a poison gas attack at this point? It makes no sense. Who benefits? You know, look deeper, peel back the onion, find out who benefits from these things, and we'll have a surer sense of what's going on. But, you know, God help us if we take major military action and take out Russians in Syria. I mean, active duty Russians, but they'll have to respond at this point. Do we have time for another caller, or we are almost out? Okay. Well, look, we are in a dangerous time. If you want to support the narrative, please visit the InfoWars store. I've been writing novels on these subjects for years and years. All of my tricks and ideas and concepts are pretty much embedded in my novels. And other people, you know, that are writing similar things, support them. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. It's, you know, if the timid cucks aren't going to back us now, do you think they're going to back us when it's even tougher? So harden your heart. Buy lots of ammo today, and we'll see you on InfoWars.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings filled to the brim.